Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Tech Thursday on The Last Word.
With the 100% electric XPeng G6, packed full of tech.
Andy O'Donoghue, not quite as hot today. I'm down in Cork in our Cork Red FM studio. It's slightly overcast. I'm not sure there's much rain coming yet, which is making it very difficult for a lot of people who love being out in the garden tending to their lawn or to their plants. You have ideas for them, and some of them are sort of almost old tech, are they?
So, Matt, before we kind of worry about or think about spending money on, you know, smart tech, cool stuff, connecting a smartphone and an app to stuff to look after the garden, there is some kind of, I suppose, what we would call analog tech. And, I mean, you can go into the outdoor shops or the big retailers in the country, Woody's and other, buy yourself a water butt set that will hold maybe 200, 230 litres of water, and you get with that the butt, so the big container, a tap, a lid, a downpipe filler kit, and essentially store rainwater, and we're probably going to get a little bit at the weekend, no harm maybe, but you can use that to water the garden. And so, you know, you've got 200 litres, you'll get all your pots and your herbs and your tomatoes, anything that you've got growing this time of year. And so for 50 or 60 euros, Matt, it's well worth thinking about that first.
That's for the next bit of rain we get. What about, though, could you connect it to maybe the wastewater coming out, not of the toilets in the house, but, you know, still there is going to be water coming from the sink and the shower and maybe the washing machine or whatever, that could be used to go somewhere to be stored and then used for using in your garden?
Well, you can certainly use stored rainwater, or even people often connect little connectors to the downpipe, you know, from the gutters. So if you do have a gutter, and this will work, you know, people in apartments could use these, as well as people in houses. I'd suggest a really nice device available, a nice kind of garden gadget for this, and it's called the AquaBloom by a company called Gardena. And it's not bad at about 150 euros, but this is kind of a great way to get over any potential hose pipe ban. It's also nice, sustainable, use the rainwater if you can. And essentially what it does is it uses stored rainwater, and it has a little solar-powered kind of connection to it. It goes on top, and it's a tapless watering system. And it is kind of designed not just for patios, but for balconies and apartment owners as well. And it has its own reservoir and its own pump. So it works really easily, Matt. I saw one of these, and they had it set up in a shop I saw recently. And you'll water up to about 20 plants. There are 14 preset programs. You have app control on it. And works really well. You don't need a power connection because of the solar power. You don't need a tap or a mains connection. And it has about stores about 10 or 11 litres of water. And so you'd probably have enough for 20 plants, maybe over 12 days. So ideal for somebody going on holiday and they want to keep their flowers healthy, or their tomatoes and plants healthy.
Okay, something that is a little bit more new tech. Tell us about what you're calling a plant sensor.
So these have been around for a while in various formats, and I've come across some that are badly made. Let's just leave it at that. They just, you know, they break easily. They don't have any great tech in them. I'm not sure how reliable many of them are. But there are some great companies. And FYTA, that's F-Y-T-A, the FYTA Beam G2, this is a new version, and it's a plant sensor. You get a small little one for about 20 euros. The G2 is about 40 euros. And essentially, the idea of this is that most of us water plants by guesswork. And, you know, you can end up with the soil looking dry, or you can drown them. And, you know, you really kind of, if you could use tech to measure the soil, and by measuring it, I mean measure the soil moisture, the light, the temperature, the nutrient levels, that would be really useful. And that's exactly what the FYTA Beam G2 does. It measures that moisture, it tracks the light and the temperature, and it kind of almost does food analysis for the plant, measures that that light by square meter. And it has nutrient monitoring, connects to an app. And basically what it does is it tells you what needs water, what needs to be moved because it's not getting enough sun. And as the year goes on, the sun changes, you mightn't get as much if you know, because of the east-west variation. So it's a really nice idea for anyone who has plants, or particularly something like tomato plants that they really need to look after, make sure they get watered and get the sun.
Okay, you've got something called a smart weather station and rain gauge. What's this?
These have been around for a while, and Netatmo is a French company. Many of your listeners would know them because they also make smart devices for radiators and around the home and security lights. The weather station, I think, might have been their first product, and it is a wonderful. It's not a toy, but it's a real hobby device, and it costs about 150 euros. You can add a few bits on, might be up to 200 euros if you add there's a little device to measure the rain. But basically what it does is it gives you hyper-local data from your own house, and it measures temperature and humidity and rainfall, and you get trends. It's a really fun, yes, it's a bit nerdy, I admit that, but it's also very practical. And there's a lovely feature on it, kind of a community feature, and you can publish your weather. So people, when they're going on holiday, can get super local weather if they're visiting anywhere near you. And the Netatmo Smart Weather Station, at 150 euros, it's a bit, yes, it's a little expensive, but it is a wonderful kind of present for somebody. You'll have it for years.
Okay, now I imagine grass is not growing for most people, lawns are present, so they won't have to cut the grass for a while to come. But you have a robot mower that you like the look of. Tell us about it.
I do, because it's a new one, new company called the Mamotion and the Euchre Mini. And, you know, there are lots of these on the market, and you can buy Husqvarna, make wonderful ones. And I've looked at a couple of others, and then you'll see them in retailers, kind of new ones, well priced. And so you can spend from hundreds to thousands of euros on one of these. This caught my eye because it's new, it's very compact, and it's really useful for a couple of reasons. So, you know, a robot mower is a big ticket item, and this one is about 900 euros. But one thing it does, Matt, is instead of burying a boundary cable, which you have to do with many mowers, this uses exclusively app mapping for navigation. And you define mowing zones. So you can leave some of your garden out if you want to come on. And say after the drought we've had, if you want to leave a particular part of the garden to catch up, you can do that. Works really well. You can raise or lower the cutting height. Controlled by an app. And brilliantly, you can map and save 11 different gardens. So if you're cutting your parents or a neighbor's garden, you just literally walk in, turn it on, and off it goes because it remembers the map of the garden.
So just explain to me this burying a boundary cable. Is that what happens with a lot of robot mowers? What's involved in that?
Yeah, it's not easy, particularly this time of year because the ground is so hard. Many of them, you have to dig a channel around your garden and lay a little cable, and the mower detects that, uses that as the boundary. So if you are buying a mower, it might be a bit extra, but you eliminate that if you rely on GPS mapping, which is what the Mamotion Euchre does.
Tech Thursday on The Last Word.
With the 100% electric Xpeng G6, packed full of tech.